Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And welcome to this faux fall Thursday afternoon, October the 21st. We just need to start calling this faux fall because it ain't real fall, but it's technically it's fall. But it may feel like fall at the end of next week. Hey, here's some good news. It looks like Governor John Bel Edwards is going to make an announcement Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, which will reflect a decision on whether or not to change the mask mandate for the state. And this is based on the positivity rate in Louisiana now being less than 3%. It had gotten to be over 16%. And there was a time when there were over 3,000 people in the hospital at one time. Now there's 380. I think that's the latest number. And deaths are down. Any death is too many, but deaths are down. And more people are getting vaccinated. So all of that is very, very positive news. So if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the Squid Game and how some kids are trying to imitate that. But somebody called earlier and said that they were playing this back in the 60s where, you know, you play a game, and the Squid Game is a South Korean TV show, and it's a drama, but it's based on a game, and you either win billions of dollars or you die. And so the kids are playing this on the school ground, but if they lose, they don't die, they just get punched. And apparently that goes way back. But parents and teachers are being now warned about kids playing the Squid Game. It's really a strange, strange show. And it's in South Korean. So the original version has got subtitles. So, you know, you're not going to really understand. You have to read the show, but you can tell what's happening. And if you haven't seen it yet, take a look at the Squid Game alarm clock because it's hysterical. And it's based on the first episode, Red Light, Green Light, which is a game that kids play. So adults are playing this game in the Squid Game. It's the most popular show on Netflix now. And so adults are playing these kid games, and they either get a lot of money or they die. We also have talked about former President Donald Trump starting his own social media network, not a surprise to me at all. And the network is going to be called Truth Social, which is going to feature non-woke entertainment programming. And we've talked about Facebook changing its name. This hour, I want to get into the anniversary of Madonna's release of the book Sex. Now, if you looked at that book today, that might not be considered a big deal. But in 1992, it was a big deal. So what was Madonna trying to accomplish here by doing this book? Because, again, in 1992, this was very controversial. She explained this in an interview in 2003.
When I published the book Sex, I was at a point in my life where I was interested in pushing boundaries and questioning society and dealing with taboo subjects. And I was into showing off and I was interested in myself.
Let me tell you, I remember this interview. And let me tell you what fascinates me about this interview that Madonna did. She had been spending a lot of time in London. She'd been spending a lot of time in the UK, living there for a while. I want you to play this again, Ian. I want you to listen to her subtle but somewhat fake British accent. She's trying to act like she's from Britain. I mean, again, this was Madonna in 2003, And she had just spent a lot of time in London. And I do remember hearing this interview. Listen to it. She's trying to act like she's British.
When I published the book Sex, I was at a point in my life where I was interested in pushing boundaries and questioning society and dealing with taboo subjects. And I was into showing off and I was interested in myself.
Oh, that's it, Governor. I was just interested in myself and pushing boundaries.
And subjects. You know, we say subjects, but the Brits say subjects.
I was interested in sex and subjects.
Yeah, really. I mean, I thought it was so phony.
I had heard so few spoken words from Madonna. You know, I've heard the song, all the music a billion times, but I haven't really heard her just speaking out loud very much.
Yeah.
So when I pulled this cut earlier, that did stand out to me, but I figured that's just how Madonna talks.
No.
But it's not. She's faking it.
She is faking it. She was trying to act like she's all British.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're going to talk about that. But look, let me clean up a couple of calls from last hour. Let's go to New Orleans East. Ray, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, Ray.
Thank you, Scoop. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Look, Scoop, I have a quiz right quick.
A quiz? Okay.
I just bought a truck, an F-150, 2003.
Okay.
For $400. Guess how much the truck really worth?
Wait, you bought it for how much? You bought an F-150 truck?
I bought it for $400. Guess how much it really worth?
How much?
Just throw a number out.
You know, look, an F. What's the year?
2003.
2003. I don't know. Could a truck like that be worth, $3,000?
Sure, that truck worth $6,000, I only paid $400.
Wow. That's because of the the shortage of everything and the value of used cars now. I know. It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah. I think Newsmax is going to be really upset.
Newsmax?
With Trump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Trump promoting a new network, because Newsmax went out of their way. Now, they did make the Trump group people upset by not covering the recent rally to emancipate some of the arrestees. But I'm saying they got upset with Newsmax because they did not cover that rally in D.C., a month ago when they was out there talking about people who was arrested and need to be released and stuff like that. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, okay. Newsmax did not cover that rally. That really made a lot of Trump supporters in the millions upset.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you think that Newsmax would be all over that kind of stuff. I can't quite figure them out. It's kind of a channel that you can go to if you want some comic relief.
Right.
But it's going to be interesting to see.
Scoop, there's another internet site called Broadcasting Something. It's well known, and that group there is conservative. I mean, heavily Trump supporter. I know. They're going to be like, wait a minute. You know, what happened to our organization that we was really at? They really promoted Trump and his rallies. I mean, all over the country. I forgot the first name. But anyway, it's something broadcasting. And, man, they're going to be upset.
Could it be Sinclair Broadcasting?
No, I can't remember the first word and name.
That's all right. That's all right.
Something broadcasting. But was it
Right Side Broadcasting?
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
Boy, they're going to be like,
Yeah. I mean, in other words, because I mentioned when I talked about it earlier, I mentioned that I think the audience is there for Trump to have this social media site because so many of his followers are going to all these other sites, and now they can go to one run by him. Let's see how this works. I think it's got a very, very good chance of success. Ray, I have to move on, but I do appreciate the call. And very quickly, let's go to the West Bank. And Tony, thank you for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Yeah, Scoot. I wanted to hit on the subject you talked about 15 minutes ago when you talked to some of the people. down the bayou in Houma, Thibodaux, Lockport area.
Okay.
And they're forgotten about by FEMA. I wanted to tell you that FEMA, in my opinion, and a lot of relatives and friends I talk to, is a joke. It kind of reminds me of when Hurricane Katrina happened and our president, George Bush Jr., came down here and said that Michael Brown, Brownie, you're doing a great job, and then he was fired, you know, a few months later. Well, I think the director of FEMA should be fired, and the reason I say that is you and I both know when Hurricane Ida first hit, all over the news, people were calling on phones telling you, hey, apply for the $500 from FEMA for essential needs, and a lot of people were denied the $500. And a lot of people that had full coverage at their homes and had insurance and resources got the money. And when you get on the phone and you call FEMA, they go, oh, well, it's decided by a computer. I said, you have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. So myself and a few relatives called Bill Cassidy's office. We called newly elected Congressman Troy Carter that represents part of the West Bank. And they're looking into it to find out why people that left the state and needed to put gas in their car, spend money for travel, got denied, and other people that stayed that were insuranced up got everything, and then the people that really needed it didn't get anything. It's a joke. FEMA is a joke.
Well, Tony, look, when I do commercials for the notary shop, and I talk about how instead of going to the government, you can get stuff done by going to a private sector business that will deal with the bureaucracy for you. That's the value of the notary shop. And it is unfortunate that we can't figure out a way to streamline bureaucracy, because bureaucracy by its very nature is incompetent and cumbersome. And it's rare that the government does something well. It's rare that the government does something that is kind of streamlined and gets to the point. Private business gets to the point. Bureaucracy doesn't get to the point. There's too much redundancy. There's too much you got to check with this. And then there's this layer and this layer and this layer. So again, bureaucracy by its very nature is totally incompetent. So wait, I was just thinking about what that guy was saying, the call about the social media network for Trump and the other social media networks. It'd be really cool if I could start a YouTube channel, social media, and it could be a channel where I could express my opinions. I could have fun. I could do interviews with people. I could talk about the truth behind the microphone. I could expose things about, you know, myself and my life and my long career. Tackle subjects like, you know, why so many people think I'm gay. And honestly, I should start a channel like that. Oh, wait a minute. There is
you
one.
You already have
That's
one
right.
of those.
Yes, you can subscribe. Scoot on the air.
Smash that subscribe button.
YouTube channel. Yes. All right. We're going to talk about Madonna. Sex, the book. It cost $50, which was a big deal in 1992. All right. But Madonna has been shocking her entire career. Are the controversial artists today really that much more outrageous than Madonna was in her day? I don't think so. What do you think? I'm Scoot. The Okunard Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Madonna. Erotica. I bet she was naked when she did this. I bet she was in the studio naked when she did
this. No way.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Come on.
I'm sure she was. Come on, I can think she was if I want to.
Does that get you going? Does that do it for
well,
you? Thinking about
really
somebody
not.
Naked in a 48-track recording studio?
Yeah, sort of. It'd be chilly in there, so there would be
obvious signs of that. God.
No, look, you know, honestly, Madonna has not been like, I understand her sensuality, but she's not been a big sex symbol to me. You know, I don't, Madonna would not be, you know, that person that I would want to be with in my life. I mean, there are many others. But Madonna is certainly sexy and very representative of sensuality. But when you think about Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, and even Nicki Minaj, you think about some of the artists today that are popular and their music and the lyrics and what they wear and how they act. And they seem so unbelievably outrageous that adults look at that and go, how can this not have an impact on a young generation? The point that should be made is that on this day, October 21st, 1992, Madonna's controversial book, Sex, was released. Now, look, let's go back to 1992. In October of 1992, it was the eighth year of a Republican in the White House. Ronald Reagan had served two terms. George Bush Sr. was still in the White House. He was about to lose to Bill Clinton in November of that year. But George Bush was still the 12th year of a Republican in the White House. Reservoir Dogs was one of the top movies. Nirvana came out with Nevermind. Billy Ray Cyrus came out with his debut album. And if you think back on 1992, you know, we were still riding this really strong crest of conservatism in America, led by the baby boomer generation. So Madonna's book, Sex, was just considered absolutely outrageous. If you looked at that today and you look at Madonna today compared to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion and others, you might think, oh, man, that was nothing. Well, as I've used as an analogy many times before, if you look at the Beatles' hair in 1964 when the Beatles first came out, I mean, that's nothing. Based on today's standards, that is nothing. But in the context of 1964, that was absolutely outrageous. I mean, that was antisocial. It was anti-establishment. It was the total sign of a young rebellion. And so this is why you can't judge things from the past based on the context of the times today. So in the world that we live in today, with everything that we see on television, with everything that we're exposed to, I don't believe Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, I don't believe that they are any more outrageous, again, relative to the times, than Madonna was in 1992. I mean, a lot of people are going to forget how controversial this book was. I mean, I was on the air. I remember talking about this book coming out. And I remember about the same time she was in Penthouse. And so I'm thinking, wait a minute. Wait, Madonna, wait. Wait, babe. You want me to spend $50 on your sex book and I can spend $4.95 and see you naked in Penthouse? Why am I buying the book?
Well, the book was supposed to be high art.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there's that, too.
The black and white photography and the blurry
There's a lot of good
focus.
Photography in Penthouse.
Plus, Vanilla Ice was not in Penthouse, but he was in Madonna's book.
And I don't need to see Vanilla Ice.
Just saying.
I don't need to see Vanilla
Throwing
Ice.
Throwing out there.
Okay. So
is Naomi Campbell. So is Isabella Rossellini.
Yeah, I knew there were a lot of people in it. But, you know, but basically, if you wanted to see Madonna naked, you could buy Penthouse.
It's cheaper than that, yeah.
Yeah. Or you could just ask her.
Hey, Madonna. Yeah, I was
hey,
just
yeah.
wondering.
You want to get naked?
So, sorry, did you own the book?
No, I didn't. I never bought the book.
Did you ever see the book?
I saw some pictures of it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, in those times, that was really outrageous. And so I know a lot of people disagree with me, but if you really do think about those times and then think about the times that we live in today, for example, there was a Romanian leader, Ceausescu. He was assassinated. And they showed the film of him being shot in the head on the news. That was like outrageous. You never saw a dead body. You never saw a shooting on the air. And that was really outrageous because it was relative to those times. You see that today and it's like, what's for dinner, honey?
Got shot.
Wow. Yeah. So, again, we have to be careful about how we judge things. And look, as bad and disgusting as some of you think Cardi B is, Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj, as nasty as you think they are, I really don't think that they're that much more outrageous than Madonna was in her time. Even though if you compare them together standard to standard now based on these times, there's no comparison. They're much nastier today. But don't forget how outrageous Madonna was in her day. For Madonna to have appeared in 1984 on the MTV Video Music Awards, for her to appear in a short wedding dress and dancing to Like a Virgin and crawling all over the floor and just being very, very sensual in this Like a Virgin touch for the very first time, and she's crawling around in this wedding dress. And there were a lot of people in the establishment who may not have been watching the MTV Awards. But because Madonna did that, it made the mainstream media. And it was all over, and everybody saw it. And even recently, there were some talk show hosts in this area who put on one of those kind of dresses, a mock dress of Madonna's dress, and danced to that on social media. Can you believe that?
Scandal.
So, yeah, of course it's scandalous. You crawl down on the floor and everything. But that was like, you know, in 1984, that was a big deal.
Wow.
Today, that's nothing.
Nothing.
But don't you see how easy it is to compare things head to head today when you really can't do that?
People today love comparing things head to head that have no business being compared head to head.
Right.
We are so deep into the comparing apples to oranges as a nation, as a society. It's everywhere.
And you can't ever compare one fruit to another fruit.
Frustrating. No, let fruits be fruits.
You know?
Right.
And then there's the whole thing about bananas. All right, let's do a couple of texts.
Here's a text message that says, everything about Madonna is a temporary persona, and Madonna and all the rest ain't got nothing on Eartha Kitt and Gypsy Rose Lee.
I don't know much about Gypsy Rose Lee.
I don't either. Who's Gypsy Rose Lee?
She was a burlesque dancer, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And look, believe it or not, I know I'm old, but believe it or not, she was actually before my time. But I think she was like a stripper, burlesque dancer.
Yes, here we go. Yeah, burlesque dancer and a vedette famous for her striptease act.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And Etta James. I mean, look, the woman's got an incredible voice. So did Ella Fitzgerald. So
Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt. So I'm not comparing voices. I'm just comparing the phenomenon in her time not in the very beginning, because, you know, songs like Lucky Star, Borderline, Like a Virgin, those songs by Madonna, those were like, you know, cool songs. And she kind of had this like frumpy 80s look. But she was not that controversial until a little bit later. But she got very, very controversial with a lot of her stuff. I mean, at one point, there was a discussion about whether or not one of the networks should air a picture, when talking about Madonna, should air a picture of Madonna mounting a crucifix. And then there was all the imagery in Like a Prayer in the late 80s. So do not underestimate how controversial Madonna was, maybe in your time, when you think about how Cardi B is controversial in this time.
Here's a text message that says, oh, this is in regard to the sort of fake British accent that she was affecting in that 2003 interview that we played a cut from. It says, I'll give a pass to Madonna. When I visited Canada, I was speaking with their accent after a breakfast with four Canadians on the first day.
What do you mean in the Canadian accent? Were you about? You said things like about?
About and speaking like
we're gonna go outside.
Half French.
About.
Sorry,
and then
eh?
Say then, yeah, eh? Hey, that's a nice nice cup of coffee there, eh?
I mean, yeah, especially if it's another like English language, I can see how you'd kind of slip into that. I spent a couple months in Sweden some years ago, and I picked up a lot of the phraseology, but you can't really fake a English-speaking Swedish accent.
When I heard Madonna in that interview, I'm going, oh, my God, this is so phony. She's trying to come off as being British.
When I published that book, I just wanted to be controversial.
The subjects.
The subjects of the photography.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a text message that says, Scoot, Madonna loses a lot of her sexuality when I think about her and Dennis Rodman.
You know, I had conversations with Dennis Rodman. I was the only person in the media Dennis Rodman would talk to in San Antonio. I was the only person in the media.
Oh, yeah.
And he was dating Madonna. And I had people.
Oh,
I mean,
this was
a very cool moment in my life.
Yeah.
Dennis would call me back into the weight room when the game was over. And all the reporters were outside, and he would call me in, and we'd have conversations. And, I sat on the bus with him in L.A., coming back, going to the game in L.A., a Lakers game. I had a date with a Laker girl. That's a story for another show.
You think you could still get in touch with him?
I should try.
You should.
It was a short-lived friendship, but I'm sure Dennis would remember me.
What was his? He had a real controversial book too.
Yeah,
Bad as I Want to Be.
Bad as I Want to Be.
Yeah,
yeah,
I remember.
And so I had other people in the media in San Antonio ask me, "Well, how did you get to Dennis?" And I'm going, well, I'm thinking to myself, "You think I'm going to tell you what my secrets are? There's no way." I mean, if I'm the only one he's talking to, you think I'm going to tell you how to get to him? I mean, that may seem selfish, but to me, that's like survival in this business. You know, you don't share your secrets like that with somebody else. You keep it to yourself.
I'll leave you one more here. It says, if it wasn't for Madonna, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj probably wouldn't even exist because Madonna was the first to come out.
Yeah, that is a possibility. You know, let's do this. Let's work on a conversation with Dennis Rodman.
Cool.
So let's try and do that.
Great.
All right. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Email address, scoot@wwl.com.
This is the best Madonna song.
You like this one?
I like this one.
And by the way, another 80s night tonight at the Hi-Ho Lounge on St. Claude. Hello!
This is so unfair. I lived in the Bywater for like 13 years.
You could have walked there.
And I could have walked over to meet you the Hi-Ho. Now you're going there every week and I'm in mid-city like a jerk.
I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A very sad note on the Scoot in the Air rock culture calendar for today, October the 21st. This is the day in 1995, and I remember this happening. On this day in 1995, Blind Melon lead singer Shannon Hoon died of a drug overdose. I believe it was cocaine. He was only 28 years old, and he was on the tour bus outside of Tipitina's.
In the parking lot of what I believe is now the Rouse's. That's what I've always understood. Yeah. And I'm a huge Blind Melon fan, so I've seen all the documentaries, and I've talked to people and researched it on the internet.
I mean, you can only do so much coke.
I think it was heroin. He was a junkie.
I thought it was coke.
It was probably both. I mean, if we're being
realistic about it. Well, that's true, because they don't do just one.
No.
Now, the other day, yesterday we talked about Tom Petty's birthday.
Balance it out. Whatever you took last night, you got to straighten it out the next morning.
Right. Well, if heroin, it kind of mellows you out, then you do the coke to get you up.
Yeah, you got to get up and do a show.
It's kind of like the people who drink Red Bull and vodka. You know, you've got a depressant and a stimulant in the same package.
Yeah.
Not a good idea, by the way.
No, that's why they stopped selling Four Loko. It's bad for you.
Look, you can go. Look, I've been with people who have gone bipolar in a matter of one drink to the next.
Oh, yeah?
With vodka and Red Bull. Yeah, dangerous combination.
Yikes.
So anyway, yeah, sad news about Shannon Hoon. Blind Melon, one of those alternative groups that was really, pretty big. He wore a skirt. He kind of had a very individual, long blonde hair.
Yeah, this iconic, cool necklace. I've always wanted to, get on Etsy or something and find that necklace. But, they're still making music. They don't have Shannon anymore, obviously. They replaced it with some other guy who's got a great voice. But they were touring a little while ago. I think they took a break, but during the pandemic, they've continued to put out some new singles that are pretty interesting.
Okay, glad to hear that. Okay, so let's see. Can we do this? Can we do the plagiarism thing? Right? Okay, we'll just very quickly. Also, on this day in 1998, Alice Cooper sued Kiss member Paul Stanley because of the Kiss song "Dreamin'." Alice Cooper alleged the song sounded too much like 18. Now, I don't know what the outcome was, but here's Dreamin' by Kiss. Let's see where it goes from here. I don't know, man. I'm not a music professor, but to me, that doesn't sound anything like 18 by Alice Cooper. Well, maybe a little.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. You know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of Elected.
Oh, the song we played earlier?
Yeah, no, this, yeah. Yeah, it sounds a little bit like it, yeah.
Yeah, I can see the comparison.
Play Dreamin' again.
You want to go back to Dreamin'?
Yeah, go back to Dreamin'.
Oh, for crying out loud, I spelled it wrong.
Again, I don't know what the outcome was. We'll have to find out. I think Alice Cooper was shocked that anybody would copy his music.
Yeah, yeah. I can hear it. It's that raised ninth.
I can hear a little bit of that. Hey, if you get a chance during the break, see if there was an outcome to that, the lawsuit, Alice Cooper against Paul Stanley of Kiss. Hey, there's Thursday Night Football on tonight. We've got the game here on WWL. Are you going to bet on the game? Who are you going to bet on? Well, you want some tips? Go to the BetQL Network. This is a tip for getting a tip. The BetQL Network. It's available on the Odyssey mobile app and Odyssey.com. AUDACY. And you can get the best tips from the best in the game. And don't forget to listen to The Bet, New Orleans, on 92.9 FM and 1350 AM. And enjoy Thursday Night Football tonight. Drew Brees is part of that pregame, midgame, and postgame crew. He's doing a great job. It's the Browns and the Broncos in Cleveland. And I can't decide whether I love or hate those at home with Curtis with Baker Mayfield commercials. I almost said Curtis Mayfield. I can't decide whether I love him or hate him. I mean, the current one that they have for Halloween, where he puts a bunch of chips. He puts a handful of his wife puts a handful of chips in the bags of the trick or treaters at the stadium, and then he goes around with the big cheese machine and squeezes cheese in their bags. Oh yeah, that's going to go over real big.
Well, here we are talking about it. Obviously, it's an effective advertisement.
All
right,
okay, good point. honestly, though, I've got to go with the Browns. I mean, I like teams that have been down for a long time doing well, so I'm going to pull for the Browns tonight. All right, so this is a song that was released on this day. Let me get to it here. Got to get to it quickly. Oh, actually, this song was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on this day in 1972. Number one song in the country, Chuck Berry, My Ding-a-Ling. It's about a little boy discovering himself. Yeah. Self-explanatory. And sometimes they say if you play with your ding-a-ling too much, you can go blind. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. And happy birthday today to this guy, Manfred Mann, 81 years old today. And I can't hear this song. I mean, I grew up with this song, watching them perform on Shindig and Where the Action Is. I can't hear this song without thinking about Bill Murray and Stripes. Seriously. All right. A lot of people to thank. Our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman. Our market manager, Kevin Cassidy. Yeah, these people actually support the show. Assistant program director and brand manager and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. And as always, I appreciate all of your comments. And don't forget, Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, and Mike Dettelier. They're going to talk about making wagers, like making bets, like betting on games. You're going to get some good tips coming up next on Sports Talk. And that's going to be followed by Thursday Night Football at 7 o'clock. Cleveland Browns hosting the Denver Broncos right here on the home of the Saints, LSU, and the NFL, WWL. I appreciate those of you who called and those of you who texted our show and sent emails. If you didn't, though, I still consider you to be a really big part of our show. And I thank all of you for joining me this afternoon and every afternoon. You make this show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.